Russia's Mesat Satellite Solutions provider signs with SpaceX to become an authorized Starlink reseller, with MESAT currently serving 130 countries across Asia, Africa, Europe, and Australia. Taiwan's National Science and Technology Council announces goal of producing the nation's first quantum computer by 2027, meeting targets set in 2022's $258 million quantum technologies plan. Digital yuan crime starts to emerge in China, with the theft of $1.4 million in cash from more than 900 digital yuan accounts, affected simply by using ATM machine CBDC functions. The Australian government has assigned $22 million in funding for three critical minerals research projects, aiming to develop knowledge, technology, and IP on critical mineral extraction and processing. Did you know that millions of electric car batteries will retire in the next decade? By one estimate, more than 12 million tons of lithium-ion batteries are expected to retire between now and 2030. Taiwan Space Agency is to launch an incubation center this year to attract and develop domestic and international space industry firms seeking to leverage Taiwan's manufacturing supply chains. Thailand's $14 billion digital wallet handout program is to launch by May, funded by borrowing, to meet the Prime Minister's election promise to distribute 10,000 baht to 50 million citizens. On January 18th, China's Huawei unveiled its new Harmony OS Next operating system, now entirely detached from its Android roots. Google is to help with the Humboldt undersea cable project between Chile and Sydney, linking South America with the Asia Pacific and boosting access to the global digital economy. China orients space gravity. One rocket launched via a mobile sea platform, delivering three satellites to orbit using a launcher and propellant capable of more than double the previous heaviest uplift. Australia's GetMe education tech firm gained $2.5 million with artificial intelligence-driven English language coaching, building on white labeling and international enterprise-level customers. India's Tamil Nadu semiconductor and advanced electronics policy. 2024 is to allow chip design entities to be eligible for payroll reimbursement if they employ Tamil Nadu residents, marking a bid for Tamil Nadu as a manufacturing base. Malaysia's Policy Street insurance tech firm gained Labuan Financial Services Authority approval to establish Islamic finance compliant Takaful and Retakaful operations.